Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Last week, we gave you a useful little show chock full of ideas for using all that summer produce that is piling up around us. And this week, we'll do it some more. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, I think people are probably a little overwhelmed with all the good things that are out there, courtesy of our great Maryland farmers.
You can't imagine how much great produce we have out there. We talked about half of it last week. Let's talk about the ubiquitous right now Maryland tomato.
Well, yeah, and so I'm so glad to see all these wonderful heirloom tomatoes that are becoming very commonplace now.
Right.
And this is one of the simplest things you can do with them, is just buy a variety of them.
Mm-hmm.
Chop them up, serve them with some really good olive oil, a touch of salt and pepper, and the variety itself makes that an intriguing little dish.
Yeah,
it's as simple as it gets.
If you're like someone who likes to do some canning, this is a real interesting opportunity to start canning varietally separate, individual varietally canned tomatoes for use in the winter. I don't personally like to do the whole ones. I like to either puree them or even, cook them down a little bit to make almost a tomato paste and can them that way. But, just like the green dragon or the yellow globe tomato. I mean, you can just envision in the cans just how great they look, just sort of done by themselves.
Absolutely.
You just don't have to do San Marzanos anymore.
Right. Another thing we have in abundance are exotic peppers. And what can we do with those babies?
Well, I mean, mole is a really cool sauce. I mean, it's not one that I actually have fallen in love with it more recently than I had in the past. But, it's a sauce that has, again, a great balance of sweet, sour, bitter, and salty. With the sweet and the bitter coming from some of these interesting exotic peppers.
I think the ancho pepper, which is the smoky poblano.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Great
ingredient. And if you can find some or make your own, get some poblanos and throw them in your smoker if you're lucky to have one. They actually make a great, great dish.
And the mole that they make with that is a Mexican national dish. And they actually use chocolate.
Yes, chocolate in there, and tomatillos is also pureed into there to make this very smooth sauce.
There's tons of eggplants out there, and I was going through the Mediterranean Kitchen Cookbook by Joyce Goldstein, and this was a recipe that just really appealed to me, Turkish meatballs with eggplant puree.
Yeah.
And
eggplant puree is something I don't see a lot on menus these days, but
it should be done.
And especially because people have a bit of an aversion to just the whole eggplant, even if whether it's cooked or not. But the puree is actually a really delightful treat and a foil to a lot of great foods.
That's right. So this one purees the eggplant. You make a little bechamel sauce and these wonderful, I would use ground lamb for this and just, put together a really lovely sauce. Garlic. Man, there's a lot of good garlic grown in Maryland.
Yeah, actually, I saw Ian from Richfield Farms early on had green garlic, really more evolved than I've ever even seen it, like cloves already forming. That was very mild and delicious. What you're going to see now.